Hello, SFFEI listeners, and welcome to Backlist to the Future, our biweekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy, because one show every 2 weeks is just not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I'm Jen Northington. I'm recording on March 25th. I'm a little hoarse. First it was Sharifa who got sick, and then it was me. So I'm a little below form today, but I think we're going to make it through. And today I am talking about some favorite backlist from authors who have new releases coming this year. I am so excited about these books. But before we get into them, let us hear from our sponsor, which is Book Riot's podcasts. If you love this show, you are bound to love many of our others. Check out our newest podcast, Adaptation Nation, for discussions of adaptations both beloved and new. Subscribe to Red or Dead for updates on the world of mystery and thrillers. Don't miss When in Romance for updates on all things kissing books, or Hey YA for excellent conversations about young adult lit. We've got a show for everyone. Just go to bookriot.com/listen for a full list of all our podcasts, or simply type Book Riot in the search bar of the podcatcher of your choice. It will bring up the full stable. Your TBR and the podcast-shaped hole in your heart will be full. Happy listening. All right, so here are some books. Duh, Jen. Okay, but seriously. So the first book I'm going to talk about, I go back and forth on what exactly, which like subcategory of speculative fiction this is. So we're just going to go with speculative. It's The Book of M by Peng Shepard. The new book that you're going to hear me talk about in an upcoming episode is The Cartographers. That has come out this year and I'm obsessed. But I also really loved The Book of M, and I thought this was a great moment to remind y'all, if you haven't already read it, there was a lot of comping this book to Station Eleven when it first came out, which I think is a little bit incorrect, because while it is a like near future world falling apart catastrophe situation that, you know, gives you both sort of the actual collapse and then a little bit forward, it's a very different vibe in a lot of ways from Station Eleven. So, you know, it's got a plague, it's got, you know, ordinary people trying to like make it work, it's got multiple character lines. That's sort of where the similarities end. And I just loved this. It's a very interesting, very, like I said, speculative premise. People's shadows start to disappear and nobody figures out like how it spreads, why it's happening, but they can tell the consequences. When your shadow disappears, you get what are basically sort of magical powers of some kind, but you start to lose your memories. And the more magic you use, the more memories you lose, to the point where you forget how to eat, how to breathe, like those kinds of automatic actions that your body takes, your body forgets how to do those. So it starts with just, you know, your brain memories and then goes even farther than that until you die. And what you are like as you start to lose your memories and how you respond to the world obviously changes a lot from one person to the next. Some people get violent, some people just sort of stop doing anything. Like, it's a whole range of situations. And then what people choose to do with these powers and whether or not they use them, oh, it's such an interesting premise. The characters are so good. I just wanted to like scream and shout and cry at the ending of this book, but like in a really good way. It's a really intense ending, and there's a lot of different opinions on it, and you will feel some feelings. So I'm just warning you ahead of time. But I found it totally worth it, and I loved the journey that this book took me on, and it's beautifully written. I mean, just totally beautifully written. And such a fascinating contemplation of what memory means to us and how it shapes us and how we relate to those around us. So it's just a great book. And if you haven't already read Peng Shepard, get on that. It's The Book of M again. All right. So my next pick for you is Payback's a Witch by Lana Harper, which is the first in the Witches of Thistle Grove series. The second, From Bad to Cursed, is coming in May. I have already devoured it. It is a delight. This is a paranormal romance series that I just cannot get enough of. They were pitching it as, like, this first book in particular, as Chilling Adventures of Sabrina meets the L Word, which is an interesting comp. Like, it's a small town where magic is super normal. It's in the US, and the people who visit it from the outside don't think that the magic is real. They just think, like, people are very talented illusionists or whatever. But if you're from Thistle Grove, you know that the magic is real. There are these four magical families that have lived there for a very long time and sort of established themselves. And our main character in Payback's a Witch, Emmy Harlow, has left Thistle Grove because she felt really boxed in by the expectations of, you know, the family traditions and, like, who you could be in this town. Like, everybody is just sort of very put in a box based on their magical lineage and, like, their place in the town. So she was like, peace out, I'm going to Chicago. It meant losing her magic, but she made that sacrifice and she's made a whole new life for herself. Side note, she also left because she got her heart broken by this guy who is, like, very much a player around town. Then, you know, years later, this spellcasting tournament that's also part of the traditions of the town is going to happen. And it's her job as the oldest of her family, the Harlows, to, like, preside over the thing. And so she goes back basically for her parents. Like, she's like, well, I'm going to do this for them, but then I'm leaving again. I'm not sticking around. And when she gets back, she finds out that this guy who broke her heart has been breaking hearts right and left, including her best friend and another woman, Talia, who she becomes reacquainted with. And they make a pact to take him down a notch during the tournament. And one thing leads to another. There's an amazing sapphic romance. There is just so much cool world building around this town. Like, I want to go to this town. It feels like you could go to this town. I'm dying to go to this town and experience all of the different cool facets of it. And the characters are so much fun. You get the happy ending that you want because, you know, romance. And I just, I don't know. I was totally swept away. It's a perfect escapist read, especially if you're a fan of, you know, magic in the real world, like, side by side. That's exactly the feeling of this series. And I, like I said, I've read the second book, From Bad to Cursed. It's also a delight. So the series is going to continue to be great, I feel. And yeah, I want you all to join me. So again, that's Payback's a Witch by Lana Harper. So yeah, two very different picks, but two great books by authors who I continue to read and love and wanted to give some shout outs to. So here we are. Those are my shout outs. Thank you so much for listening. As always, thank you so much to our sound editor, Caitlin Brame, who takes out all my coughs and sneezes and generally makes us sound great each and every episode. If you would like to email us, I know you've been hearing on the show, we definitely read those emails, whether it's pet pictures or feedback or you have theme ideas, shoot us an email. sffyeah@bookriot.com. If you would also be so kind as to review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Podchaser and wherever else you can, we super appreciate that because it helps folks to find us. And speaking of finding us, you can find me on Twitter and Tumblr, Jen IRL, JennIRL, or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. And we will talk to you next time.